Hey, sounds like the party moved out here, hey guys. Well, make some more room. Look, I know you told me not to come out since it's boys' night, but I heard the hot tub come on and thought it would be fun to come out and join you. I mean, it sounds like you guys got pretty quiet, so maybe you guys could use the company? Hey, where's everyone else? I thought you guys were all hanging out. Where did... Oh, I see how it is. Scurrying off from the party to go play in the hot tub outside, huh? You know, I kind of expected my son's other friends to do this, but you? Gotta say, I'm a little disappointed. Well, go on, scooch over. I might as well come on in and join you. Ooh. You got it just warm enough too. Did you have any trouble getting it to work? No? Well, all right then. Those bubbles really do feel pretty good. So, do you have some kind of excuse for this? Really? My son took all his other friends to the game shop and left you behind. I'm sure anyone else would believe that, but come on. I'm his mum. I know better than to believe that. What's this? Hey bud, you were taking too long in the bathroom, so we decided to head on out to the shop to play D&D there. Feel free to enjoy my hot tub or whatever, but you should probably head home. We have enough players. Thanks for the present. I'll open it at the shop. What the hell? Okay. First of all, my hot tub. That little shit. I paid for this stupid thing. And then he just left you and took your present for him? Like, how could he do that to you? You knew each other since grade school, and he just left you behind? That's it. When I get my hands on him, I swear he is going straight down. Look, I don't care if he's 21 now. If he thinks he can just act like a little shit and not get me mad... But he left you. He left you behind just to hang out with his other friends. You don't want to mess up his 21st birthday. Oh, honey. Look, I get that you don't want to be a burden or make him mad, but sometimes you got to stand up for yourself, you know? You can't just say that this is okay. You'll hurt yourself so much more that way. You really don't want to ruin his party, huh? Well... All right then, I won't text him, but when he gets back though, there will be hell to pay. Honey, I just feel so bad for you, you know? You've been his friend since you were both in school, and you've done so much for him. You even came over early today just to help him set up decorations for the party. And for him to just up and abandon you? I know he's been enjoying hanging out with his other friends, but... Oh, no. Hey, it's okay. Come here, baby. Come here. Let me give you a hug. There, it's all right. It's okay. Hey, no, don't apologize. There's nothing wrong with crying. Hell, if I were you... I'd probably be crying too, you know. You cry as much as you need to, baby. That's it. Let it all out. Hot tub's the best place to do it, you know. You can't find the tears in the water, right? You know what? Fine then. If he's going to run off to some crappy game shop and leave his friend behind... Then we'll just have our own party, won't we?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, he left behind all that pizza he ordered, and I'm not going to be able to eat it all. So, we may as well, right? I mean, I may not be able to play Dungeons and Dragons, at least not without a few friends. Yeah, of course I know how to play. I actually taught my son how to play, I'll have you know. Though, I haven't touched it since I was in college, so... Yeah, back when, you know, I was in a tabletop games club of all things. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played everything. Card games, tabletop RPGs, board games. I don't have much that's just for two players, but, you know, we can maybe watch a movie or something, right? Or we can just stay out here and enjoy this hot tub a little longer. Yeah? You want to just stay out here? Sounds good to me. Yeah. I always love coming out here at night. The cool air just feels so good compared to the nice hot water. And those bubbles, oof. It's like they're massaging every muscle in my body. Don't you think so? I thought so. Just spread your arms out and let the warm water just pull all that stress away. Feels just perfect, doesn't it? Hey, how about I put on some music? Sure. Yeah, I've got a speaker right over here. Let me just get up and turn it on. Oh, I'm in love with this old song from the 80s by... Oh, God. Fuck my top, sorry. Don't look. Wardrobe malfunction. Right. Okay. I guess that made up for a pretty bad night, right? Hey, it happened. No need to be embarrassed about a stupid little thing like that. I knew I shouldn't have worn this thing. But truth be told, this swimsuit is actually a size smaller than what I usually wear. I kind of like the way it makes my chest sort of spill out of the sides and presses around my body. Makes me feel pretty, voluptuous. Yeah. You can practically see every dimple and curve, right? Around my stomach and my chest and my ass. Hey, don't hide your face. Honey, look at me. Come on, take a look. You like it, right? Yeah. Well, I always knew you had a thing for me, you know. Sort of around when you turned 18 and those sort of urges popped up. Yeah. You were pretty bad at hiding how much you just loved to look over and stare at me. Yeah. Well, I promised myself I wouldn't try to spur you on or anything like that. But you're a grown man now, and knowing that, I swear I got like 5 times more clumsy when I noticed your little crush on me. All those butterfinger moments when I just accidentally dropped everything just so I could bend down and pick it up in front of you. My back could arch and my ass could just stick right out. Yeah. Or how I'd just wear tank tops and low-cut blouses whenever you came over. Well, truth be told, it was pretty fun just knowing I was such a piece of eye candy for you, you know? Yeah, that sort of, oh wow, I still pretty sexy feeling. And, well, knowing you were going to be out here, I guess I sort of wanted to wear something tight-fitting for you as well. And seeing how tight your trunks got, I guess it was pretty effective, right? Wait, sorry, I shouldn't say that. Hey, listen, if you don't want to do this, or if you feel uncomfortable, you just tell me, okay? Yep. I won't be mad, I promise. Honestly, this is all probably way too much already, but I want to do what I can to make you feel better after tonight, you know? You don't mind? You want to keep going? Well, all right then. In that case, what do you say we turn this hot tub into a skinny dip, huh? Nothing feels better on bare skin than warm water and sweet bubbles. Great. Honestly, just getting out of this tight thing is a blessing in itself. Hiding under the water, huh? What? Hiding what you got? Well, that's not fair. But I guess either way, I'll get to find out. Won't I? Here, honey. Come sit between my legs. That's right. Lay your head back onto my chest. Oh, look at your face turn red at that. Oh, well, nothing makes a guy as excited as a boob pillow, I guess. Just relax, honey. Just relax. I'm just going to put my hand under the water here and wrap it around your penis. Just two fingers. And my other hand's just gonna hug you closer to me. That's right. Up and down. Up and down. That's it. What's that? Did you say something? Sorry? Sorry for what, huh? Being small? Oh, honey. I don't care if you're smaller than average or some behemoth 14-inch porn star. I'm doing this for you. Not for anyone else, okay? You're far too sweet of a boy to be buying any of those lies about feeling bad for being small. It's all about how you use it. And let others use it. That matters. Right? All I'm focused on right now is using it to make you feel nice and good. I love you, hon. Okay? That's a good boy. Oh, that made you throb. Yeah, do you like getting called a good boy? Oh, fuck. I had no idea you were kinky like that. Oh, no, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. It's pretty good, honestly. Yeah, just let me use three fingers now. Just holding your cock even tighter, stroking it along. You just feel all those bubbles just tickling the underside of your cock while I stroke you off. Is that a little smile I see? Oh, you're smiling so big. big. Hey, what happened to that guy that was sitting in this tub feeling sorry for himself, huh? What about the guy who was crying in my arms all sad? All I see is a good boy getting spoiled and being happy now. Yeah, a little cheer-up hand job from Mummy never fails to raise spirits, does it? Uh-huh, yeah, that's right, baby. I said, Mummy, you like that, huh? Yeah, you do. I figured you would, since you liked good boy so much. You can moan, baby. Moan for Mummy. Yeah. All the bubbling from the hot tub will drown it out, so don't worry. Yeah, you moan as loud as you need to, baby. Stroking you off a little faster now. That's it. That's it. What do you think, huh? You gonna come from this? Yeah. Okay, how about I move around and finish you off somewhere really nice? Yeah? Like between Mummy's big boobies? What's it, the laughing, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Would calling them my tits be more erotic? No? Boobies is fine. Oh, you like Mummy's big boobies, huh? Good. I like that you like them. Let me just move around here. Yeah, well, I can't get too low, but just enough to move my breasts around your cock. Like this. Yeah, just like that. Ooh. Come on, baby. You moan out all you need to. I got you between my boobs now. Yeah. Oh, honey, you come whenever you need to. I'll just rub them up and down your cock until you do. Up and down. There we go. Oh, you're getting close, huh? Yeah. That's what I like to hear. Oh, you just go ahead then. Yeah, you come all your problems away. You come for me, alright? Come for Mummy. There we go. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy, aren't you? Good job. There, coming for Mummy. That's it. You let it all out for me, honey. Let it all out. Well. You look much less upset now, Yeah, good. Coming in the water. Oh, yeah, that's probably not great for the tub. That's what we make new filters for, right? Yeah, you just come cuddle up with me. Let's keep enjoying the water out here. Hey, that was my phone. Oh, great. It's from him. Hey, Mum, I'm going to be hanging out at my new friend's place for the weekend. Can you put up the pizza for me? Thanks. I swear he is going to be the death of me. Well, I guess since he won't be back by tonight, we have the whole night to ourselves, yeah? Well, maybe when we're done drying off, you and I can go to my room and snuggle up nice and cozy for real, yeah? Maybe we can watch that movie I offered earlier. And tomorrow we can have breakfast and maybe I can show you how to use that precious thing of yours as well. You'd like that? I'm glad. I'd really like it too. There you go. Just cuddling close down.